Okay, today is Daf Lamed, or on Daf Chaf Tesman Bey's bottom line. Igra Chamur de Rabbi Abba, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, Havala Yitzheiros B'Sifrei. He had extra letters in his Sefer Torah. Right? So what does it mean, extra letters? Right? He had extra letters. Right? How many extra letters did he have? Four. Four, whatever they were, they're extra letters. Also, came to Abba, Amalei, Rabbi told him, Lo Amaron, we didn't say that if you have four letters, even if it was on every column, that it has to be put into Geniza, El Bechaseiros. It's only Bechaseiros. Abu Yitzheiros, less Lomba. Yitzheiros is not a problem. Why not? Because, why isn't it a problem? Right? Get rid of the extra letters. So Tosfos says, Yesh Toim. Some people make a mistake now. Kishem Misupakim Beteva, Im Malaya Im Chaseira. They're not sure. Should there be a vav in this word? For example, it doesn't change the meaning. Aharon. Should put a vav in the word Aharon or not? I have a suffix. I don't know. Put it in. Oshotanos Malaya. Put it in. After all, the Gemara just said, Mishum Di Yitzheiros, Les Lanba. Lav Milzahi. That's totally wrong. That's not right. Dahacha Mayri Bi Yitzheiros Shigaron. Here we're talking about extra letters have to be erased. Right? Deloa Maran, Deloa Minan, Demechsi Kiminumar. It's not going to look spotted.
Isn't that how our Sefer Torah
is? You hear what he's saying? People, yesterday someone in the Shir said, oh, that's why they always make a mole, because you can erase it. No, no, that's nothing to do with that. Tell us right away. That's wrong. We're talking about something totally different. Yeah.
Our cards, the way we read Sefer Torah
yeah.
today, wasn't that the compilation of 1,000 years of...
Yeah. You mean a distillation of 1,000 years of Menachem. Correct. This is the Gemara's talking. This is 1,500 years ago. Right? So who knows what they did? I was wondering, you know, what's the oldest Torah we have out there? They have from old Torahs, you know, in different museums. How different are they from our Torahs? I think they're not different at all.
No, I don't remember the exact what happened. There was in the time right after, what happened? They took three separate Torahs.
Yeah.
They combined it. They did the same thing like they did by the Torah. And the
Interesting.
That's how they got the current system of what we use today.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Fine. Next. Idach, the Amar Rav, Hakosev Sefer Torah. Somebody wants to write a Sefer Torah. Ubal Ligmar, and it's time to finish the Sefer Torah. The last word of the Torah is Le'enei Kol Yisrael. With Ubal Ligmar. Ubal Ligmar, go on, Ramsa, Afilu. Hakosev Sefer Torah, Ubal Ligmar, Gomer Afilu Be'emtza Hadaf. Even in the middle of a daf, middle of a column, you didn't get to the bottom. It's in the middle. That you'll never see that today. You'll never see that. Meisvei, 1 minute. Hakosev Sefer Torah, Bolo Ligmar, you're writing a Torah, you're coming to the end. Lo Yigmar Be'emtza Hadaf? You shouldn't do that. Right? Kiderek Shigomer Chumashim? That's how they would end a Chumash. Again, in those days, there's no printing. So they'd write, I want to learn Bereshit with the kids. So they'll write a Bereshit. That they could end in the middle of a daf, middle of a column. But a Tosef Torah? Ela Makatzer V'Holech Ad Sof Adaf. What you do is, write small lines. Write two words on a line. That's it. Get to the end of the page. And end of the column. Don't stop in the middle of a column. Right? So the Gemara says, so it's a steer. You can't do that. No, Ki Kamar, Rav, B'Chumashin. No, Rav only meant it a Chumash. Which means a scroll. A scroll of a single Sefer. I have a Sefer Torah Kamar, but he said Sefer Torah. Right, he meant B'chumish Shel Sefer Torah. In the Chumash, which is a part of a Sefer Torah. But he doesn't disagree.
Two
different things. When it comes to a Chumash, you can stop in the middle of a daf. When it comes to a Sefer Torah, you should not do that. I ain't even Amar Yeshua Bar Abba, Amar Gidl Amar Rav, L'Einei Kol Yisrael Emtza Daf. That the B'Einei Kol Yisrael could be in the middle of a daf. So Gemara says, Ahi B'Emtza Shita. No, he meant was the middle of a line. That could be. Could end in the middle of a line. Not in the middle of a column. Even though the column before goes to the bottom of the scroll, and this one stops in the middle. You shouldn't do that. Goes to the bottom. Stops in the middle of the line, that's not a problem. Itmar, Rabbanan Amri, Af Be'emtza Shita. Even in the middle of a line. Rav Ashi Amar Be'emtza Shita Dafka. Be'emtza Shita Mamash. It should stop in the middle of the line. V'Hilchaza Be'emtza Shita Dafka. Be'emtza Shita Dafka in the middle of a line. I don't remember. Next time we have on Simchas Torah, when we finish the Torah, we'll look and see. Does it go to the end of the line or it stops in the middle of the line? Right? But that's a good question. Okay. Next. Amar of Yeshua Bar Abba, Amar of Gidol Amar Rav. Very different. So many opinions what this means. Shmona Psukim Shebetorah, the last eight Psukim of the Torah, which on some level Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write them, we're going to see now in a minute, those last eight Psukim, Yachid Kora Osan, Bebeis HaKnesses. A Yachid could read them in Shul. What does that mean? Five Machwei Machlokas, what that means. Rashi says it means, Adam Echad Korin, only one person can read it, Ve'ein Mafsik Bentayim Kedei Lamod Achal Velikros. Don't make a hasaka, a hosafa, in the middle of that aliyah. The last day of Sukkim. Don't call somebody up. He'll read four, then he'll call somebody else up for the other four. Don't do that. That's what Rashi says it means. Very simple pshat. Don't call up somebody in the middle. Right? Okay. So...
Right, that's one people who got an aliyah could read.
So there are two reasons why we don't allow a person to get an aliyah to read. Two reasons we don't allow them to do it. Number one, it's a machlokas why. Tosfos says, because we don't want to embarrass people who don't know how to read. So I don't like this guy, I'll give him an aliyah. I'll give him a long aliyah. Right? So he doesn't know how to get up there to read. Or even worse, they think they know how and they really don't. It's even worse. Guy says, I don't know how to read, what do you want from me?
Well, he
knows. No, I know how to read. Of course he doesn't. You know, famous last words. I know how to learn that parsha, and they get up there, it's a disaster, right? So for those two reasons, the Chacham made a takana. We don't allow anyone to get up and lay in their own aliyah. On Simchas Torah, they allow it. I mean, it's a rule breaker. You put a kohen before after a levi, all crazy rules. So on Simchas Torah, they allow it. Otherwise, even if it's one of our Bali Kriya, who are awesome, who can lay anywhere in the Torah's point, they'll start laying, they get called up, they don't lay. Only the Bal Kohre lays. So this is talking about before that rule. Right? Before that rule. You don't call up somebody else in the middle. Only on these last day psukim. Anywhere else you can make a hosaf, whoever you want. That's what Rashi says. The Rabbeinu Meshulam says interesting. There's a halacha that when you get an aliyah, you should read along with the Bal Kore. Right? Not these eight psukim. Says the Rabbeinu Meshulam. You keep quiet. What's the reason for that? Why are these eight psukim different? Rashi says they're different. No hosafa. Rabbeinu Meshulam says, no break, the one who got the aliyah shouldn't read along. That's answer number two. The Rimi Gash says that if you get an aliyah before, you can't continue through these eight psukim. In other words, there must be a new aliyah for these eight psukim. That's what the Gemara means. That's number four. Next one. This is just opposite, that you should not stop. You should not give somebody a new aliyah for these eight psukim. It's exact opposite, right? Make sure there's no aliyah for these eight psukim, right? Next, the Rambam says that even though these eight psukim are less than 10 psukim, and normally we have a rule, it's different over here. You can have an aliyah for eight psukim. And the last pshat is the Mordechai. That's what it says. Yachid means it should be the Yachid, the most chashuv person in the shul, the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rebbe. They should get that aliyah. Yachid gets the aliyah, not some stama guy, not some head yot. There's a bunch of different explanations of what this means. Anyway, Kiman, the lo kerb Shimon. Can't be this word can't be the Tanya. The Yamas Shah Moshe Ever Hashem. It says in those psukim that Moshe died. Efshir Moshe Chai because of Yamas Shah Moshe. Could it be that Moshe was alive and he wrote Moshe died? Ella, ad kan kasav Moshe. Moshe didn't write it. Moshe didn't write it. Mikan ve'elich kasav Yeshua benun divir Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the eight psukim are different because they were not written by Moshe. They're right. Different, and therefore that's expressed in the fact that the different aliyah. Whatever the five, six opinions, a different aliyah. Amalei Rabbi Nechemia. Some say Rabbi Nechemia said that. Amalei Rabbi Shimon. Efshe sefador chaser o zachas. Possible that Torah was missing one letter. Hashem told Moshe write this, and Moshe said it over and wrote it. Right? Moshe wrote it in tears. What does that mean? In tears? He was crying because he was dying. He wrote it with tears. He wrote it not with ink. Oh, machlokas what this means. Baruch mipiv. Yikrei Eli, it's called Varma Eile, Vani Kosev al Sefer B'dyo. So really, you write with ink. That's how he's supposed to write. The pasuk in Yirmiyah. What did he do over here? He wrote it with tears.
Sure.
So it's a different level, and that's why it's different aliyah. Lema deloka Reb Shimon. So it can't be Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon said, there's nothing special. There's nothing special about these last day psukim. So why would they be a different aliyah? So no, afil tam Reb Shimon, hov ishtini ishtini. Now it is changed a little bit. It's not written with ink, it's written with tears. So it is different, and therefore the aliyah is different. Says Tosvos, the third Tosvos, Mikan. Listen to this. Mashalomar noag in tzodak hadin b'shavas b'mincha. We say tzidkoscha b'mincha. Why do we say that? Right? The din should be righteous. Why do we say that? Pirush of Sar Shalom Gon. Al shenimftar Moshe Rabbeinu b'osa shah. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. Mincha time. Lefikach, therefore, nimnu milasok b'torah. Therefore, there's a minhag not to learn during Shal Shodis. Mishum damrinan chacham shemes kol batim midrashah shebi'ir b'telin. All the batim midrashahs are batal. The Befarshim explain, doesn't mean you can't learn. What it means is there shouldn't be a public shir. Which also, people don't do that either. They have public shirs. Many shuls have a shir then. Badafka, that's when everyone's around. It's a concept that, you know, when the Golal Dor passes away, the shir is not open, everyone goes to the Levaya. Same kind of idea, whatever that means. That's not the main point. For Kasha, one second. That means Moshe died on Shabbos. Tosfos is going to have a kasha, it's impossible. And he's not going to answer it. Fikasha. Da'atziv ben Neyev Esim Shana Anochi Hayom. This week's parsha. I'm 120 today. Vidarshinan Hayom Molu Yimei Shinozai. Vim Shabbos Meis. And this doesn't take place on a Shabbos. Moshe said that it was a Shabbos because he filled up his days. Right? He was born on Zayin Adar. He died on Zayin Adar. Since Zayin Adar is a Shabbos, Im Kain, Ksiv Hayom Shabbos. That means he wrote it on Erev Shabbos. Because he can't write on Shabbos. So he wrote it before Shabbos. He pre-wrote it. I'm writing now, tomorrow that's going to be today. That's okay. V'yeshut mua, d'chsev ala asid. He wrote today that tomorrow is Hayom? That's a funny thing. That's not such a big kasha. I think you'd say, yeah, he did that. I think I have another. Ulrab Shimon, lo boy lemema da pasik nema ala asid. Rav Shimon was the one who said it's not written on the future. No, don't say that. Don't say that Moshe wrote it. Rav Yeshua wrote it. Why? We're not going. We're not resorting to that answer at the future. Shem al Shem Asad Yeshua Lashlimo. No, maybe we'll give the same answer. Yeshua wrote it in the future, or somebody wrote it in the future. Now, future means the next day. So he's dying on Shabbos. On Friday they wrote. Today I'm 120. Not today. It's tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, we're writing it about the future. V'og kasha, the beseder olam masha the beshiva va'adar meis Moshe. We have a tradition that in Zayin Adar, bo erev Shabbos haya. That was an erev Shabbos. Zayin Adar was an erev Shabbos. Diktoni va'achar Pesach be'esem mishnayim savavu es ha'ir kol anshe melchama. On the 22nd day of Nisan, they surrounded the city of Yericho already. Hekef pam achad v'hi b'yom hashvi. 7 days later, the Eshkinu Baboker, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Shabbos Haya, that was a Shabbos. Fahashta, Mishit Schil, Selviv Lo, Bechav Beis Nisan, if they circled it on the 22nd day of Nisan, Im Kain, Yom Shvi Shoye Shabbos, that means Chav Ches, Nisan Haya, the 28th day of Nisan was a Shabbos, Kedemuchach Ben Nisan, Shnath, Shiva Ba'adar, Erev Shabbos. If you go backwards, Zayin Adar can't be a Shabbos. So you want to give some answer about the Kiddush HaChodesh? When was it? Tosfos thought of that too. Tosfos doesn't answer it. So, it's a kasha out there. It's a famous kasha. When did Moshe die? Right? Tosfos leaves it at Petar Achiyun. Doesn't answer it. So, it's interesting. Interesting. Anyway.
But our tradition is that he died on the 7th.
We have a tradition he died on the 7th, and it was a Shabbos.
Shabbos, yeah.
Tosfos, it's hard to say that. Okay? Amar Shua Bar Abba, Amar Gidol Amar Rav, Halkeach Sefer Torah Min Ashuk, if somebody takes a Sefer Torah from a Shuk, Kechotef Mitzvah Min Ashuk. It's like he grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. What on earth does that mean? Rashi says it means. That means you don't buy your own, you don't write your own Sefer Torah. You buy one from the shuk. You didn't write your own. You bought one that's floating around in the shuk. Says Rashi, mitzvah avad. You did a mitzvah. Aval I kasav, but if you wrote one, have your mitzvah you say ritve. It's much better to write one yourself. You get a mitzvah. We're not talking about you hire someone to write it for you. That's the same thing as writing it yourself.
Right. Exactly.
I'm talking. You don't have to learn to be a sofer to write. You don't have to do that.
No, you're
You have one commissioned for you.
Right.
That's not what he's saying. So, I'll buy that one.
Same thing as you say,
Right, buying a used sefer. So Rashi says, you get a mitzvah, much bigger mitzvah if you wrote it yourself. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Right? So Tosfos says, look at Tosfos, the second, third to last one. Im. Pirish b'sefer Torah shalachach men ashuk. Lo nechshav od gechotev mitzvah. She'etzel chaveiro ba'aveiro. She'e mishah sefer she'en amuga. He has a whole different shot. He says, no, that was the sefer Torah was puzzle. You're not supposed to have a puzzle sefer Torah in your house, because that could lead to laning it, and it's puzzle. You're not makayim in your mitzvah. Whole different shot. He doesn't hold from this idea about that you're buying a used sefer Torah. There's a whole different shot. Okay, interesting. Rashi, back to Kasvu. If you wrote a sefer Torah, Ma'alav Kasav Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai. It's as if you wrote, if your mom is, you wrote a sefer Torah on Har Sinai. Okay. Rama Sheishes Im Higia Oz Achas Afilu Oz Achas Ma'alav Kilu Kasvu. Even one letter is if you wrote it. Apostle Sefer Torah, you fixed one letter, you wrote a whole Sefer Torah. Simin Siglem. Tanar Rabbanan. Osa Adam Yiriya Mibas Shalosh Dapin, Vad Bas Shmona Dapin. Each Yiriya means each cloth, right? There's no cloth that's as long as the Sefer Torah. It's made up of different cloths, different, called the Yiriya. Each one should be between 3 and 8 columns. Between 3 and 8 columns. Pachos Mikan, V'yaser Alkan, Lo Yase. Less than that, and more than that, shouldn't do. Why shouldn't do less than that? What's wrong with less? Right? What's wrong with less? So, more we understand. More the reason is, so when you do Galila, you're supposed to have it at a tear, so that, at a seam, so that if it rips or something, it rips on a seam. Same. Better rip on a seam, you just resew it. So that I get. Why can't it be less? So the Eerie says, exactly, it's not pretty. There's so much patchwork like that. It's not pretty like that. It's just a hitter. Ella yarbe v'lo yarbe midapin b'nei shenira igeres. And you shouldn't put too many, because it looks like an igeres. Another reason, it looks like a letter. V'lo yimai tapin b'nei she'enav mishototos. Or you shouldn't make them smaller, because then it hurts your eyes, whatever that means. Ella kigon, oh, they're talking about, I'm sorry, gesundheit. They're talking about lines, gesundheit. You shouldn't make a line too long. The line shouldn't be too long, like a letter, and it shouldn't be too short, because it's not pleasing to the eye. Ella, how long should a line be? Kigon, limish b'choseichem, limish b'choseichem, limish b'choseichem. Gimel pa'amim. As long as those three, it's the same word 3 times. Nice, 3 big words, that's how long the line should be. I think our lines are a little longer than that.
I think so too.
But, nizdama lo yuria bas teisha dapin. What if you have a urea of 9 columns? So lo yarbe, you have to split it now. So you're going to cut it and then resew it. So yolo yachol k'shalosh mikan v'sheish mikan. Don't make it 3 and 6. Ela arba v'lecham v'chamesh mikan. Make it 4 and 5. Bevet v'ma murim b'tchilat ha-sefer. That's in the beginning of the sefer. Al v'self ha-sefer, afilu pasuk echad, afilu daf echad. Even one pasuk, even one daf. Pasuk echad, sakadetach? You're going to make a column with one pasuk on it? Is that really realistic? No, Elaim, a pasuk echad bidaf echad. Yeah, one pasuk on one daf. Whatever that means. Shir gilyon, how much space is left over, the margins, right? So in a normal document, you have 1 inch on both sides, and 1 inch on top when you're writing a letter to somebody, right? 1 inch on top, 1 inch on the bottom. What's the shir over here? Shir gilyon mumata tefach, milmaila gimel etzbos. 3 fingers on top, a tefach on the bottom. Ubein daf l'daf, and in between each column, Kamali Rebach, Rochev Shteitzbos, 2 fingers. Ubu Chumashin, and when you're writing a scroll of a Chumash, Momata Shalosh Etzbos, Momala Shteitzbos. Fine. Vechein Bein Dafel Daf, Kamali Rochev Rebach Godel. Your thumb's space between each column. Bein Shita Lashita, Kamali Shita. Between each line, you leave a line. You leave a line. And we don't do that today. You don't leave a line in between, it's a half a line. Right? So he quotes already from the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Chaim. The Beis Yosef already says that we don't do that today because we're not so machped on Yofi to be such experts. The whole, he says over here, even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells you to do it differently, you shouldn't listen to him. That's such a machped thing about the lines, okay? Ubein Teva L'Teva, in between each word, Kemali Os Ketana. There should be a space of the size of a yud. That's what it should be. Ubein os la'os, what's the space between each letter? K'mal lechod asayra. Very little space. Right? Al yamayit adam es aksav, you shouldn't squeeze letters. Lo mipnei revach shalmata, v'lov de revach shalmala. You didn't space it out right. Lo mipnei revach shebein shita l'shita, lo mipnei revach shebein parsha l'parsha. You shouldn't like squeeze and like on the parochas. There's a gigantic mem over there. They wanted to make it look a certain look. So there are Torahs that do that. Every Torah does that. Every Torah does that, right? But it's not ideal.
You have to fill in the
letter, right? So you should space it out in such a way we don't have to do that too often, right? If you come to a... Now, we don't know what this is talking about because we never do this today. But if you come to a word that has five letters, don't write two letters in the margin and then three outside the margin. They used to do that. They didn't have templates. They didn't have spacing. They didn't know how to space it. And it would be like that. Don't do that, says the Gemara. Do three inside the daf, and then two outside the daf. It's at least two and outside the margin, but the majority of the words in the margin. Okay? You have a word of two letters, like the word S. Don't write it outside the margin. Right? Make it the first word of the next line. Hatoeh. B'shem, if somebody makes a mistake and he leaves out Hashem's name, gorer es mashekasav, you erase, left out Hashem's name, so how are you going to fit Hashem's name in? You erase what was there before, v'toles mashegorar, v'kosev es Hashem, al mokam hagrar, div Rabbi Yehuda. What he says is like this, you left out the word, you want to say, a word you left out Hashem's name, so erase the word, write Hashem's name in that empty spot, and then on the word that's supposed to be, you put it on top. Up on top.
Little carrot.
With a little, what's it called?
Little carrot.
Right, exactly. The carrot with a little upside down V over here. Right? That's what he says to do. That's what he says to do.
You ever see it?
Never.
Once. In some museum, they have, yeah. You don't see it. You don't see it. You don't see it.
This is what the English teachers got
from. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Tol, no! Aftol is Hashem. You can even put Hashem's name like that also on top. You can even do that. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Af Mochik V'Kosev. No. You erase it and rewrite everything. Squeeze it in somehow.
So what are you erasing? You erase Hashem's name?
What?
So what are you erasing?
You're erasing the other word. You can't erase Hashem's name.
Right.
You have to erase the other word and squeeze it in somehow. Right, before and after. Squeeze it in. Yeah, that's what they do. If they forget, if they leave out Hashem's name, if they leave out any word, you do that. If you leave out a word, if you leave out a letter, you could somehow squeeze it in maybe. If you leave out a word, you're in trouble. You have to erase the whole line and rewrite it squashier. Shurin Shazuri Omar, Kol Hashem Kulo Tolin. The whole word you could raise, Mitzasin Ain Tolin, not half the word. Shurin Ben Elazar Omar Mishur Remeir, En Kos Ben Hashem Lo Makom Agrar. You can't write Hashem's name on a erased part. In those days, erasures didn't look good. So it was blotchier because it's hard to erase on parchment. Even today it's hard, but today they have tools you could do much better. Lo Al Makom Ad Machak. Don't write on a place that was erased. You shouldn't raise it either. Ketzad, what do you do? Ketzad ose, methalik asiriya kula vagonza. This uriah has to be thrown out. So you wrote eight columns, and on the last line you made a mistake. The whole eight columns have to go in the garbage, which is why, geniza, which is why, don't make that mistake. Itmar. Rav Chananel Amarav, halacha, the halacha is, tolan es Hashem. You hang Hashem's name. Rabba bar Rav Chana Amar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel Halacha Mochik V'Kosev. No, you erase it and you rewrite it. V'leim Amar Halacha Kamar Amar Halacha Kamar. So what didn't he say? Halacha is like him and Halacha is like him. Mishum de Ifchi Luhu. Because some had it reversed. Some had the names reversed. So we didn't know who said what. But we know what they said. So we said what they said, but we didn't say who said it because we're not sure who said what. Now, Amar Ravin, listen to this line. Amar Ravin bar Uchinina. Amar Ula. Amar Rav Chanina. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Shazuri. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Shazuri. V'lo od, and not only that. Ela kol makom sheshana Rav Shimon Shazuri, halacha k'moso. Whenever it says that Shimon Shazuri is ever mentioned, the halacha is like him. Now, the Gemara asks a question for no purpose. The question is, ahaya. What did he say that on? In other words, he said two statements. We're passing like Rav Shimon Shazuri here. And we pass the halakha like him everywhere. So what did he mean by passing like him here? You said we pass like him everywhere. So he meant to say a certain place, where we pass like him. And we pass like him everywhere. So what's the here? We pass like him here, and we pass like him everywhere. What's the here? Gemara is going to add this question until way down on Amud Aleph tomorrow. What's the here? Ilem os aha. If it's this one, Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Kol Hashem Kulo Tolim, Mitzvah Ein Tolin. Only we will raise the whole name, not half the name. V'idmar Allah, Amar Chananel, Amar Rav Allah, Tolim Mitzvah Hashem. But we said that V'rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Bitzvah Bar Shem Allah, Mochiv V'Kosev. And we already had two shitas, what to do with Hashem's name. V'nishya, and if this is the one that we call like Rav Shimon Shazuri, who nominated him? He should have said that. So it can't be the one. Ella, aha. On the following, Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afilu ben Chamei Shanim, V'choresh Pasada, Shchitas Imo Metaharasa. Even if you have a Ben Pekua, means when you shechted the mother, the baby jumped out, alive. Even if it's 5 years old, and it's already plowing in the fields, you don't have to go Shchita. You just walk over and take a bite out of it. Why? Because the Shchita of the mother kashered it. Right? Now, V'hoidmar Allah, Z'iri Amar Chanina, Halachakir Shem Shazuri. We pass like that. V'emisha ha nami lema. He should have said that. The same man to Amma who said, we all like him here, and we all like him everywhere. What's the here? That case? Why did he say it over there? Ella aha. The foul, it can't be that one. But Rishona ya omri mayotze bikola. If someone's going out to be killed, Vermani says, kisvu get l'ishti. And he says, write against my wife. But he doesn't say to give it. He just has to write it. So a regular person says, do me a favor, write against my wife. We're not going to give the get to her, because all he said was to write it. But if he says, write it and give it, then we'll give it. But a guy's going out to be killed, he's so preoccupied with dying, he forgot to say give it. But that's what he means. Why would he say give it, write it against my wife and not give it? He's dying. Why is he writing a get? So he doesn't want her to fall to his rotten brother, the Nibum, right? So write it get to my wife. If he forgot to say give it, we'll give it anyway. Elo yichtivu v'yitnu. Chazru lomar afa meforish, even if a guy... even if he's going on a long sea journey. And he says, write it after my wife. That man's not going to die. But yeah, going on a sea journey was a long, torturous, you never know. See, why didn't he say give it? Because he was preoccupied. Same thing, even if the guy's sick, the guy's deathly ill. He says, write it after my wife. He meant to say give it as well. Inami aha, or it could be in the following case. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, Trumas Meiser of Demai, which is supposed to go to a Levi. I'm sorry, it's supposed to go to a Kohen. The Levi takes off Trumas Meiser, gives it to the Kohen. But it's Demai. Shechazilum Koma, and it goes back to its place. Meaning that it got mixed up with other fruits. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechal Shaluv Ochel Al Piv. So the Mishnah, you could ask the Amaretz, did you give Truma a Meiser? So do we trust him? So, not really. The Mishnah says on Shabbos we trust him. Who's going to lie on a Shabbos? Shabbos, nobody lies. The Mishnah says on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Shazuri said, no, you can even ask him on a weekday. Af b'chol, even on a weekday, Shalom v'achol pev, you could ask him. So, v'itmar Allah, Amar v'yochanan, l'achakir Rav Shimon Shazuri, b'misukan, u'b'chumat ha'asa shal demai. We all like him in these two cases. If the guy's deathly ill, he could write a get, even if he doesn't say to give it. And on Trumas Meiser of demai, you can ask the... You can ask the guy, even on a weekday, did you give off Trumas yet or not? So Gemara's the same question. Why didn't he say it over there? So Ella Aha, on the following part. Listen to this Gemara on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Pull Hamitzri, a bean from Mitzrayim, Shizaro Zera, and you planted it. Now, for purposes of Meiser and different things, when does it take root? It's going to determine what year it is. Is it a year of Truma, a year of Meiser Oni, a year of No Meiser Shemitah? So Zaro Miksasa Hishes was named Rosh Hashanah. Half of it took root before Rosh Hashanah. V'Zaro V'Miksasa Acha Rosh Hashanah, and half of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure what that means, but botanically how that happens. Yeah. Okay, so the halach is you're not allowed to give Truma for this year or for last year. You can't do that. Every year is its own world. So Ancho Mizalzeh. You can't give Truma from one to the other. L'fisha ain't Tormin, Meisrin, Lomana Chadosh al Yashav, Lomana Yashav al Chadosh. You can't do that. Ketel Yasa, what do you do? So what do you do? What do you do? Sober, Grono, Latocho, you mix it up with other things from before Rosh Hashanah, v'nimtza toreim u'maisir min achara shabo al achara shabo u'mal yashan shabo al yashan shabo. Somehow, I'm not even sure what that means exactly, somehow you get it to be,
You harvest everything and put in the middle.
You put in the middle. So if everything's mixed up.
So that when it's mixed up, you could say that you're taking from the auction and from the
car. Okay. So that's it. Out. That's a way. That's a good way to do it. A good way to get rid of the trumas and maizrus. Hoyt mar la amar shul bar nachmeni amar v'yochanan halach yer shurim shazuri. These halach yer shurim shazuri v'mitha hanami lema. Then you should have said that everybody holds like a shurim shazuri. I'm sorry. V'mitha, if it's true that this person who we said on top, Chananel amar no, Yitzchak bar Shmuel no who was it? It was Ravin bar Chinina in the name of Ula, in the name of Rechanina. Why isn't he mentioned over here? That's the same question all the times. Why isn't that person mentioned? So what did he mean when he said we hold like Shimon over here and we hold like him everywhere? Again, it's an exercise only in details, because if we hold like him everywhere, we hold like him here. The question was, why would he, when he said that, what case did he say that about? We can't find the case where we said halacha like a shurim shazuri, and he didn't come along and say, yeah, the halacha like a shurim shazuri here. We can't find the case like that. So we're going to stop here. Right? With Papa Omar, Asheda, we'll stop here because it goes on and on. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.